The rest of the story. Something big was going down, and a New York police superintendent named John knew what it was. One of his men working undercover had learned that somebody, an important somebody, was going to be killed in Baltimore, and within the next 48 hours. So the murder plot was exposed. The next move was John's. He rushed down to the rail station. He boarded the next train bound for Washington, D.C. He must inform the authorities personally before it was too late. The journey would be overnight. John's was the last sleeping car in the train. Nightfall. The New York cop climbed into his berth and tried to sleep, but he could not. All through the night, he rolled and tossed, occasionally reaching out to make certain that his revolver was near at hand. It was. But it was not until the husky police superintendent had wearily climbed down from his berth the next morning that he learned, to his great surprise, the rest of the story. No mere murder plotted in Baltimore in February of 1861. Rather, it was the assassination of President-elect Abraham Lincoln. Most Southerners were shocked and incensed by the election of this northern newcomer. But the prize was Lincoln's. All he had to do was board a train in Springfield and travel to Washington to claim it. But then a New York police officer named John heard about the assassination conspiracy from one of his detectives. A group of men who had met secretly and repeatedly in Baltimore planned to wait until Lincoln's Washington-bound train passed through town, and then and there they would do him in. So John hurried to Washington to warn the proper authorities. What John could not have known was that his own detective informant got nervous and ran to federal authorities first. So insiders actually knew of the danger in Baltimore, and they acted accordingly by having the president-elect switch trains in the middle of the night so that the president-elect would pass through Baltimore and arrive in the nation's capital safely, unnoticed. And yes, the decoy train, the train on which Lincoln was scheduled to stop at Baltimore, it was greeted by an angry mob. But the conspirators in that mob were destined to disappointment. It was not yet time for Abraham Lincoln to die. The new president had already arrived in Washington at 6 o'clock that morning, having switched trains, having secretly boarded a train on the New York to Washington run. Yes, that is precisely what I'm saying. In the middle of the night, during a stop in Philadelphia, as a well-intentioned New York cop rolled and tossed and turned and worried in his berth, the president-elect, whose life he had sought to protect, had been smuggled aboard the same train, the same car, was sleeping in the very next berth. And now you... just by the way, and quite incidental to the rest of the story, the New York cop's name was John Kennedy. Now you know the rest of the story.